Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, wait a fucking minute, family. We got hate in the building. I don't know what's going on right now, but we in the building. And guess what? We gonna start the fucking show anyway. It's your boy Pimp Black. Welcome to the Vain Verde Podcast, family. Here to get a game service where they cause change. I ain't certain, but with this truth. Gonna make all the pain worth it, y'all. Appreciate everybody being here with us tonight. Everybody checking in. Salute everybody in the U.S., all across to the U.K., Canada, South Africa, the Bahamas. Salute everybody. Let's go deep into it before here in the stash. You dig? Appreciate you being here with me till you could have been anywhere else in the world, family. You're here with me tonight, and I'm appreciative of that, you know? Despite all of my flaws, despite all my imperfections, you did. You ain't here rocking with us tonight. Trust me, I'm great. Okay, better see in the feed. System going haywire, y'all, but we good. We're gonna make it work. Salute to everybody in California. Checking in with us here in the state of Georgia. Down here in the South, Texas family, I love you. Checking in, Chicago, Illinois. North Carolina family rocking with us. Wisconsin, I see you. People up there in Minnesota, I see y'all checking in tonight. Pennsylvania. Both Carolinas as always. Alabama, I see you. Mississippi. Great night, family. Glad to be here with y'all. You know what I mean? Guess what? We in the building with it, family. Appreciate everybody for checking in with us tonight. Thankful to the ancestors for allowing us to see a day we've never seen before. The day I'm sure we'll never get a chance to see again, family. So we pretty gracious for that. Usually do my applause around about that time, but again, man, the system been all wild. I'm kind of running behind all over the place. Reason being, because I'm kind of, you know, excited a little bit, fam. I done made it to that point. I know, you know, I done talked about it a lot here on the show. But see, I done finally made it, man. And, you know, I done, a lot of people don't know over the last year and a half, you know, I've really just been locked down. Writing this script, working on this project. It originally started as supposed to be a web series of mine after linking up with my man Eric Davis up there out of North Carolina. Salute to the guys up there, salute to the whole Bloodline movement, boy, doing their thing up there out of North Carolina. We did Trap the series out, you know, it's out right now. Y'all can still go check it out, season 1 and 2. But after jumping in with those guys, man, and, you know, getting up under the director up there, shout out to Joseph Heddens and everybody at, shit, man, was, I apologize, A-Side Entertainment. Salute to Joseph Heddens and everybody at A-Side Entertainment, but had a pleasure, you know, linking up and working with those guys for that project. And, you know, that kind of, again, it opened up something in me, man. Pause. As far as, like, you know, from a directorial standpoint, of course, I, you know, jumped in on a, you know, the acting standpoint, getting that, you know, character across it, you know, and brief verse, I ain't gonna, you know, go into that because it's neither here nor there. But, you know, we had a chance to, you know, complete an awesome project, man. And, you know, I liked it. And it opened me up to something, to want to, you know, do more, not just, you know, from the actor standpoint, where we know that was my, that's my ultimate goal anyway, you know. Well, one of short, that's my short term goal, bro. Now my ultimate long term goal is what I'm gonna get to do with that particular blessing, should it see fit, once it, you know, come to fruition. But so anyway, I started writing a script, and I had made up in my mind that I didn't wanna. So I was like, okay, what can I do as an actor? That's where it started, as an actor, to get myself out there more. Because living in Atlanta is Black Hollywood. You know, it's gift and a curse living here. So, you know, we faced with a lot of, see, a lot of people thinking, then, you know, with Tyler Perry Studios, I just, the house I just moved from was in that neighborhood. I'm from that area. That's why I salute Tyler Perry. I'm going to get to that in a minute. About the BET Awards and things. But anyway, it's a gift and a curse of that being here, because everybody's running down here. And without having the credentials or a resume, it's still kind of hard to get in projects. And hell, I'm sure anybody in that lives in L.A. will tell you that. You know, it ain't always, you know, what you think. So, figured the easy way to do was, you know, try to create my own content. You know, I create my own content to where, because that's what Israel was. You know, you go on audition, they want to know, what have you done? What can we see? Where can we check you out? So why not create our own content to, you know, answer that question? So I figured, you know, we're kind of, so I wanted to link up with, I started coming out of that, what kind of projects can I do myself? Easy things, of course, you know, where everybody blew up on the internet, you know, sketch comedy and things like that. But see, I don't consider myself a comedian, even though I have funny spurts and moments. Anybody that, you know me will tell you that I can be a funny guy. But when it comes to, you know, pursuing the acting and thing, I didn't want to go down that lane, especially in the beginning. You know what I mean? Because see, that can, that, again, like I always say, that'll put you in a comedic box. And I didn't really want to do that. I wanted to be, you know, I didn't want to do a comedy and try to pursue a drama, and all people seeing is a comedy. And that lands, and, you know, I'm not going to run from anything, but I really wanted to stay in the direction that I was going first. So I came up with a couple of concepts, along with Salute to my first photographer, where By The Gram. Y'all go follow Instagram at By The Gram Photographer. Me and him originally, you know, were coming up with concepts for things that we can, you know, what kind of good things we can be done, kind of series ideas. So, the thing we came up with was like, bro, it was like a Friday spoof, so to speak. Not necessarily a Friday spoof, but just something that. I'm gonna. He probably gonna kill me if I'm saying this, but I'm gonna throw it out. Well, you know what? I'm not gonna put his idea out there because he might want to revisit it. Yeah, you know what I mean? But anyway, he came up with a particular idea that I didn't necessarily. It was an awesome idea and it could work, but it's in a comedic genre. So, like I stated earlier, I didn't want to do that for the reasons I stated earlier. Another concept I came up with, something else we could probably do, was I wanted to depict the Nation of Islam. And what I wanted to do with this series, I wanted to dive into like a younger Elijah Muhammad, you know, even before Malcolm and all of this, because Elijah Muhammad's story has never been told, and I'm still gonna, I still want to do that. I still want to visit that, because I think it'll be an awesome project to tackle, because, you know, we doing a lot of things like that, man. I just want to see, I would love to tackle that, how they, you know, built the nation in the beginning, be that a film about Elijah, or, you know, just a series about younger Elijah Muhammad starting. So I figured that would have been a good thing. But because all of the things that it take, the technicality that it would take to pursue that, I didn't really want to go down that route, because it was going to take a lot. And another reason, being myself, visually, I didn't think I could sell myself as Elijah Muhammad, because obviously it's my project. So I want to, you know, you kind of want to be in the forefront of it. So that would put me in a more behind the scenes or supporting role, or, you know, just staying with the directorial standpoint of that particular project. And with that said, because of the impact and what it had, what I can get out of it, no question, I have to revisit that idea. So that's not going anywhere. I'm really going to do that. So anybody listening with the nation, or, you know what I mean, things like that, y'all reach out to the boy, man. Let's sit down and talk about it. I got some great ideas, and it's obviously going to, because Elijah Muhammad's story needs to be told, man. You know, a lot of your elders and scholars, and, you know, came up under the Nation of Islam. So why not tell that story? Tell a true story, you know, as much as we can. Another concept, I was thinking, like, you know what? I just did the typical shit up here, like trap, you know what I mean? So, you know, typical urban dope story about, you know, portrayal and, you know, things like that. So I was like, man, you know what? It's 1,000 of those out there, right? So I didn't want to do that because it's too easy. Plus, I had just done that. You know what I mean? I had just coming off of, you know, doing the series up there with the guys. So I just backed up off of it for a minute. As far as, you know, backed up off of that idea, you know, so to speak, not really back up off of, you know, the project, because Trapped is amazing, but them guys there, amazing guys. Shout out to, shit, man, I don't want to say your name wrong, bro, but shout out to Drew, Eric Potter, man, who wrote on the storyline along with Eric. Phenomenal job, guys. Great story. But again, like I said, it's an urban story, so I didn't want to really go into that and do that, because we just did that. So that's when I came up with a concept. I said, I need to do something. I want to do something drama, you know, that people can take something from, you know what I mean? Get, and I can show my range as an actor as well. And I want to be an impact and possibly be a good project, because who knows where it can go. So I came up with the concept of secrets and lies, or really just secrets, to where I want to depict the struggle that people go through, you know, from all, you know, different walks of life, and problems that they would have, secret issues and things that they would have, and how that affect, you know, them and people around them. So beginning my, you know, structuring and formatting that, trying to brainstorm the idea, doing my Google searches and all this, they're trying to see if that's an area we can even go down before I even go start brainstorming what I want, details in it. There's so many different, you know, versions of mantras of secrets. You got secrets and lies. Yeah, secrets and whatever. It was just so much up under there that I didn't think it would stand out. So I was looking for an analogy to still, I can still sell the same point I'm trying to get across, and that means the same thing, that still can be captivating. And that's when I came up with Masked, M-A-S-K-E-D, because, you know, still sticking with the same structure. Now, what ended up happening, I wrote the first chapter of Mass, which was subtitled The Right to Remain Silent. in which I'm still going to revisit it and just leave it, you know, as is, still call it Mass, and then just have, by side of what I did, I wrote it, and it was real short, maybe 23 to 25 minute, I guess you could say, I didn't call them episodes, I got to call them chapters, so I'm going to say a 23 to 25 minute chapter. It was dealing with domestic violence and alcoholism. That's all I'm going to say about it because, you know, y'all about to see it real soon. But it started taking a life, you know, when we start having our table reads and, you know, sitting down with the cast or whatever, putting everything together, it started taking in on, you know, new life. And I started to decide, like, man, I can go this direction with this character. I can go this direction with this character. You know, I think we need to stretch this out as opposed to doing it. Wait a minute, let me back up. Because what I did, once I put that cast together, it's a group of aspiring actors like myself. Aspiring actors, aspiring writers. That's the entire Blackadelic Entertainment is about. You know, people trying to get in the game, just need that extra push. And we are help creating that push for each other. So, that's what it is. And I decided I was going to do like every chapter would start and end. No, not rolling over, not starting over. To where it's going to be all the same cast, same core of actors, but we might be playing different roles on every, you know, different scenario. And so that's something I'm still going to hold down and revisit. But I decided to stretch this particular episode out. That way I can, you know, possibly shop it as an independent film and or still have the opportunity to cut it up into three parts if I have to just keep it at a series stance or something like that. So, but anyway, man, I got it, you know, written in completion. I had the character breakdowns, you know, for the cast, everything. So it's a real good feeling, fam. It's a feeling of real good feeling of completion. You know, that I ought to say. I finally, you know, made it to this point. Now I'm ready to, you know, take that next step, man. Take that next leap, you know, and see what we can work out. Y'all know me. I'm America's baby daddy. So, you know, we got things we, you know, trying to do and things we trying to accomplish or whatever. So, working that out, man. I'm trying to see what we can do with that. What else? I want to talk to y'all about something else real quick. But, yeah. That's that. So yeah, but anyway, I'm excited about getting to that. And I'm normally supposed to meet with, have our table read on tomorrow, but not gonna be able to do tomorrow because I'm sending my little kids along with my mom, taking them all out to Disney World on Wednesday, so I had to prep out for that. So I canceled the table read for tomorrow, and just link up with my cast and give them all their scripts, man. And we're gonna get it going tonight, family, on the Vain Verity podcast. It's time to cut the bullshit, family. We got a conversation we need to have. We got a BET Awards recap. We got Nicki Minaj new track. We gonna review that. We got Donald Trump got new assault allegations. The shit was fuck hilarious. The lady was on CNN. Iran nuclear threat. It's a lot going on, family. Blog Talk Radio. I'm your gracious host, Pimp Black. And guess what? Let me see. How can I move this over here? Let me move this over here. Okay. Hold on. What way is that? Okay, I'm gonna get us on, catch some air a little bit, and I'm gonna be right back, and we're gonna get into this BET recap, family. Vain Verity Podcast, 646-787-1936. Be back in a few minutes.
Love you, love. Deep like the ocean. If I I know no better, I would think you slipped me in some potion. The last drink that I had was you. As if I'm still passion through a wine glass, nothing that you met. Too much if I can't have you. I'm lost, babe, lost in the sauce. And girl, I don't know where to go. Put it on hold, or if I should just let it blow and take its course, let it drift further into the abyss of our
if your brain get it before beheading. In other words, I ain't got time to run game. If I'm shooting my shot, then it's Kurt Cobain. Make certain aim at the heart, so all my efforts can go in vain. Strong feelings for you, baby, swole like vein. Make it so pronounced, cadence holds my things. And the quote line, hold my chains. If a penny's for my thoughts, then I'm paid. Cause you been running through my mind all day and day. Using dimes to whatever that time came. Here's my John Wayne. It's the Wild Wild West. No true hill, but it's true words best. Fly it in the shots from the dude you left. I remain bulletproof in a new fur vest. Chinchilla, I check his chin if he don't chill. Tell him you left on your own will. I manifest love, I ain't gotta go still. I attract that with love, only holds what's real. And that's the whole deal. Something like Holyfield. And that's on God, I'm only here to hold you close to me and do what I'm supposed to. Give no roly-poly floating, flying your fucks when I'm in touch with my emotional drive to devote this time to you. And we way past the coastline, the sailboats on the horizon. Hold on tight,
ride away, ride away, ride away, we feel the current taking us. We won't find the lessons of love and everything that we can take from it. We won't worry about what they gotta say. Those who don't agree with us can pack it up and fly away. Their beliefs don't mean a thing.
Yeah, 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 we back at it, family. Yo, yo. BET Awards 2019. Did y'all get a chance to see this last night, right? Overall, I'm going to give my overall opinion for the whole show. I watched a lot of BET Awards. I done skipped a few years. You know what I mean? Good things to say about this one. Good shit to say about that one. When I tell y'all, this last night, I don't know who I would agree with this. I don't know if it's because I'm older. I don't know as well, mad at life, things I got going on. I made it receive things. But look, I think overall, family, this was probably the best BET Awards I done ever seen. No question, fam. I think this was, without a doubt, the best program, best show. It was just, it was phenomenal, fam. That's all opinion, but I mean, it's fact, man. Y'all can look it up. Y'all can go back and check it out. A lot of performances there. So I don't really know a lot of the winners. I might can pull it up. Or I can just wing this shit. I'm probably going to wing it because that's what we do over here at the Van Verde Pod. I'm apologizing for me. Y'all know what I'm over here. I'm trying to fix my teeth, if you know what I mean. Trying to fix my teeth, if you know what I mean. So get away. So first off, Cardi B announced it was hosted by the also lovely, so talented, beautiful Miss Regina Hall, y'all. Oh my God. They say black don't crack, family, and I gotta agree with that. Shout out to Regina Hall. Looking amazing as ever. But she hosted the BET Awards last night. Came out, you know, she rep DC. Go go, they came with the go go theme going on, man. I'm laughing at my cash, y'all. They texting, arguing in the group text. I was sending them a message out. And hold on, brother. Hold on. Yeah. Okay. All these niggas fucking idiots. So, and Regina, she did an amazing job, man. She was hilarious. She was funny. You know what I mean? She did the jokes or whatever. She did a great job, y'all. Brought Taraji out there. They came out doing the boy. You know they old. Them some real MILFs, y'all. Some real MILFs came out there on Taraji and Regina. Yeah, man, that crew. You know that little crew, Sanaa. You know who ran with them. But that's that squad. Well, again, Regina did an amazing job. Holla, opening monologue and all that. Repping DC. She repped DC to the fullest, so salute to her. Oh. Cardi B and Offset open the show where they press, press, press. Let me tell y'all something. I gotta say this shit right here. I don't know where it's been at or like who motivated them, but that it was a brilliant performance. Offset, and I agree with Salute C to God, man. One of my mentors over the airways. But I agree with Charlamagne, man. I think Offset needs to incorporate choreography into his repertoire, man, because y'all know the boy can dance anyway. And I never seen it. It wasn't expected. He did clout. He had a bunch of goons up there pop locking with him. So real interesting to see. Real interesting to see. And Cardi, you know, she came out, you know what I mean, did her version on Cloud, and then she went into press, closed it out with press. Yo, she wasn't lip singing either. And here's what I'm saying. Here's what's crazy. What I don't know a lot of people mentioned, forgot or not even notice why I love that performance so much. And I think they did, Cardi did a stellar job. Cardi had choreography throughout her performance, right? Dancing throughout her performance. The girl didn't twerk one time. Like, she looking like a star on stage, man. Like, she did. Like, last night, she really looked like she supposed to be where she at. I got no complaints about that performance at all. And I thought the girl was lip singing, but she was actually rapping her shit, and it sounded clear. It was just a phenomenal, it was a flawless performance. So, again, salute to whatever the fuck they, have y'all gave them a name yet? You know how y'all do, Bay-Z, and, you know what I mean? Jennifer and all that. Do we call them some? Just Cardi B and Offset, I guess. So it what it is. They don't need no press. Shit was fire, man. I ain't even flipping. Mary J. received the Lifetime Achievement Award. She had a 19-minute set on that thing, performing only a few. It's amazing how many hits Mary J. got, y'all. And see, it takes shit like that for you to realize, like, damn, man. Mary was a queen. You know her sound. That's hip-hop soul. You know what I mean? That was the first time we were introduced to that hip-hop soul type of sound with Mary. So all that feel that we got from hip-hop, you know, they was trying to, of course, deliver that, you know, through introducing Mary. And I think they did that. And there was a lot of people online, you know what I'm saying, Mary should have, she shouldn't have performed, she should have accepted the award, you know what I mean? But, man, y'all gotta understand, man, when you 50-plus like that and still up there doing your thing, that girl rocked that shit in some boots, some heel boots on y'all ass. Most of y'all bitches can't even do that. You put on your little heel, 12 for 30 seconds, you gotta sit down. So salute to the queen legend, Mary J. Blige, that she is, for an awesome performance. For what it was. You know what I mean? Mary don't perform before. She don't owe y'all anything. That's how I look at it. Like, you know, y'all will be up here paying homage anyway. I don't know why the fuck. And, like, who performs at a Lifetime Achievement Award anyway? Have anybody ever done that? I thought that's what they did anyway, just got their award. So, accept it as a gift. Y'all got to see her, and she blessed y'all with a couple of them. My goddamn dude, my dude, Mr. Tyler motherfucking Perry. Tyler Perry received Icon Award because he truly is an icon, family. You know, his the speech the brother did up there, you know, was so moving and powerful. And I honestly, you know, it's one of them things to where I had to, anything Tyler says, man, it just kind of does a lot for me anyway. So I salute the brother. I've always been a fan of Tyler Perry, you know. Always been a fan of his. You know what I mean? I get it. And he expressed a lot in his motivational speech, family. And I'm going to think it's on the right. I'm going to pull it up and let y'all check that out for yourself and hear, you know, what Mr. Perry had to say. But it's very motivational. Why I look up
to Tyler, you are a brilliant visionary that embodies what the African-American dream truly is. You, sir, are an icon living. I am deeply, deeply honored to present the 2019 BET Ultimate Icon Award to my dear, dear friend, Mr. Tyler Perry.
Roger was looking good in here, y'all.
Thank you. I want to say a special thanks to BET, my new family. I can't wait to get started over there with our new shows. Thank you so much for this. To Scott and everybody over there, thank you so much. To Viacom, Shari, who's here, Bob, everybody. Listen, from my heart, I want to say thank you. I couldn't help but think about my mother. Sit down. Okay. I couldn't help but think about my mother. I remember being a kid, about 5 years old. She would take me into the projects with her when she played cards on Friday nights with a bunch of women. Now, these women didn't have more than a 12th grade education, but they were smart black women. They were powerful black women. They had great stories to tell. And I was a five-year-old kid sitting there on the floor playing with my matchbox cars, listening to them talk about their men, their relationships, and their pains. And when one of them would get really sad, another woman would come in and make a joke, and they'd all start laughing. I didn't know I was in a master class for my life. I would get home, and my father would be beating my mother and doing all kinds of things and saying all kinds of stuff to her, and he would leave the room, and I'd walk in, and I'd imitate one of those women, and she would start laughing. There was a power in that that I didn't really get until I got older. I remember being about 11, 12 years old on my way to my new school, and I got to this intersection. I had to walk past pimps, prostitutes, walk through a graveyard, get to this intersection, six-lane intersection, and there was a man standing there saying, "Will someone help me cross?" And there were all these people that kept passing by him. I said, "I'll help you cross." So he told me he was going to my school and he was going to sell candy there. That's how he made his living. So I helped him cross the street to get there. We became good friends. His name was Mr. Butler. That moment reminded me of my mother bringing her out of pain into laughter to help her cross. My first 10 movies were all about her subconsciously, wanting her to know that she was worthy, wanting black women to know you're worthy, you're special, you're powerful, you're amazing. All of that was about helping her cross. When I started hiring people like Taraji and Viola Davis and Idris Elba, but they couldn't get jobs in this town, but God blessed me to be in a position to be able to hire them. I was trying to help somebody cross. When I built my studio, I built it in a neighborhood that is one of the poorest black neighborhoods in Atlanta, so the young black kids can see that a black man did that and they can do it too. I was trying to help somebody cross. The studio was once a Confederate Army base, and I want you to hear this, which meant that there were Confederate soldiers on that base plotting and planning on how to keep 3.9 million Negroes enslaved. Now that land is owned by one Negro.
Ain't nothing else to say after that, fam. Now, that shit ain't motivation for, like, it, I see this shit, I see this studio every day, fam. I glance over and look at it, and that shit motivates me every single day. Digging over there, looking at it, and, like, one of my, I guess you could say, short, long-term goals is to be able to take this acting experience over and work with Mr. Perry. I will. I'll be there. Might even be this one. If I can get him behind masks, we'll be on deck, right? But yeah, anyway, back to it. Nipsey Hussle Humanitarian Award, amazing. His family got up there. Of course, beautiful Lauren London. Beautiful Miss Angelique Smith, his mom, his grandmother, his dad, his kids, his sister. Accepting the Humanitarian Award on Nipsey's behalf, man. And DJ Khaled, John Legend, Marsha Ambrose. They did an amazing job on the song Higher that they was fishing this. So, you know, they shot that video for that song like 2 weeks or so before Nipsey, you know, untimely passing. So it was great, man, to see that. And I think, you know, they did a great job. But would anybody else agree that the BET Awards was fucking about DJ Khaled last night? DJ Khaled was all over the place. DJ Khaled and Lil Baby had to work last night, y'all. That one thing about it. Lil Baby and DJ Khaled had to work last night. Baby was on the lot. And salute to Baby. Speaking of, Lil Baby won Best New Artist. It makes sense. He's on everything. Cardi won Album of the Year. Of course, Migos won Best Group. I don't know who the hell we were comparing them to, but it is what it is. What else went on, man? Either way, that shit was great, y'all. It was overall an awesome, awesome performance, man. So salute to everybody. Salute to the program. Salute to Lady who was on the Breakfast Club a couple of days ago talking about it. I forgot your name. She did a great job with that. Salute to everybody over there at BET for an amazing award show y'all put on last night. You know what I mean? Nicki Minaj, y'all. Nicki dropped a new track, Megatron. Y'all was in the comments asking me about my recap for it. I listened to it. I'm gonna be honest with y'all, man. It ain't, you know. It sounds, I don't know. It's not my cup of tea, you know, for one. I'm not really, you know, Nicki's a beast, man. She can rap, that's the thing, but. And her dude was in the video, her new dude who's supposed to have some old sexual allegation charges out there somewhere. I mean, he was in the video with her, love interest in the video. But, you know, that makes sense, right? But, I don't know. I don't think that song gonna last through the summer. You know what I mean? I don't think it was hard enough. Now, how she's sitting down like that and much shit as she talk, you know, I'm gonna go back and listen to Queen Radio. I guess I got to. Right, yeah, I keep mentioning that shit. We're gonna have to talk about that too. But yeah, overall, you know, that shit was trash, nigga. I'm gonna be honest with you, baby. This shit, it wasn't it, man. You come here like that, Press. It ain't compared to Press. Like, what we comparing it to? Like Megan them, like it's some hot shit. I not compared to what's out. Maybe that's it. For you to be who you protest to be. It's too much other fat shit out here for that. For us to get ready to ride with that for the summer. So, I don't know, man. I can't really see it. I don't really fuck with that. Yo. Damn, I must have been too long talking about this. So, what I'm going to have to do, I guess I'm going to just leave this at the BET Awards for the night. And we're going to come back and, we'll come back and pick back up on, Trump new allegations assault. We're gonna pick that up. We're gonna talk about that tomorrow. We're gonna talk about Trump allegations assault, his Iran nuclear threat, and all of that shit. So, yeah, we'll get to all of that tomorrow. See, what else is on the BET Award they want to jump in? It's a lot of, La La Lorenz Tate came up talking about, you know, Power last season and shit, and so we all, you know, dreading that. I hate it, y'all. I ain't gonna even lie, man. Power's an amazing show, but they got a couple of spinoffs they say that they working on. So we're gonna stand by and see what's up with those, man. And you know, as always, I'm be trying my best to get on. Try last four seasons to audition for Power, you know. It ain't working out the shit by the end. Story of my life, right? You know what I mean? Well, it's cool. Because we got some more things on. Nah, you got the BMF shit go out. You know, like just to work with Tyler, to work with 50, these people I really want to work with, man. So, if I can get to do that, that shit would be great, man. 50 do great work as well to me, but. Tyler Perry, Will Smith, 50 Cent. That's what I want to goddamn work with, man. As far as the movies and all of that go, the acting, you know, and all that shit go. Like, those guys I really, you know, really inspire me, who I look up to. You know what I mean? As far as that go. But yeah, man, other than that, let me see. What else will it be to? Lil' Kim came out with Mary. That boy Method Man came out with Mary J. That shit was brilliant. DJ Mustard and Migos did the Pure Water. They had an awesome performance as well. Everybody did great, man. Some fat girl named Lizzo played a flute with a bunch of more big girls dancing in on leotards and shit. So, you know, that's what it was. I bagged up and tuned out for now. But, yeah, man, that's what it was. Gave a farm a quarter. MC Light. Do MC Light narrate every BET Award? She don't did that shit like the last 20 on, man. shit. Damn, boy. MC Light will forever have a job, boy. That motherfucker, boy. But it is what it is, right? Family. Yo, hold on. Before I get out of here, man, I got to respond to this nigga Cassidy, man. Hold on. Let me start there, because I want you to hear me, nigga, before we get out of here, homie. Cassidy, let me explain something to you, my guy. And this for everybody listening to that shit, right? Cassidy did an interview on Anger Fan Radio, right? Am I missing something right here or something, family? Look, I've been watching battle rap since forever. The DVD days like y'all niggas, right? How are we keep saying Cassidy started battle rap and all this shit? That comes in battle rap came from him. Who the fuck did he battle like that, bro? Who the fuck did he battle to say he started some shit? He wasn't on damn one of the DVD, nigga. You wasn't on DVD battling nobody. You was just rapping them random ass balls, my nigga. You had punchlines and shit. That shit was all right, but get with. You were doing that shit dead, man. Nigga done bypassed that shit. Niggas ain't stand that shit no more, bro. That I'm saying, like, them punchlines, he think that shit new, nigga. What the fuck B-Magic doing was doing 5-6 years ago or there? B Magic, Rum Nitty, Al, man, these niggas punching like a motherfucker. And saying more better shit than you. Man, this nigga said, bro said some shit like, he had an Uber bar, UBNER. This nigga supposed to be the best nigga, best battle rapper, best rapper in the world. He told the crowd, y'all booing the best shit you ever heard. He told a nigga, he looked like he got butt shots in his cheek. Call a nigga a chipmunk and all that. He got a nine that'll knock a hippopotamus, an elephant down or some dumb shit like that. Man, come on with the game, bro. And there's more intricate niggas out here, man. Niggas like New Jersey Twerk. It's some young niggas that eat this nigga alive, bro. Swamp will kill, cuz. My nigga Fatane, who I just had on the podcast a couple of days ago, he'll eat that nigga ass up. Man, everybody eat, cuz, man. Hold on. You ain't even fight like that, bro. Like, you had a debatable with goods, trying to convince the world you won. You got to go on a tour. Man, that ain't how battle rap work, bro. This is an opinionated sport. You ain't came finna convince and sway nobody. What you not finna do, shout out to Bosco, bro. What you not finna do is make us no dick riders, nigga. That shit was trash. It was just trash, bro. Sorry. You lost, nigga. Get over it. And that shit was wet fucking 2-3 weeks ago. Same time, nobody ain't really give a fuck no more, nigga. We on to the next one, bro. We try to see what this Summer Impact card finna be about. You still on tour talking about this shit? When everybody, man, come on with the game. Hey, and then you got 50-50 debatable with Goods, nigga. I think Goods beat your ass. I'm going to be honest with you. I think Goods won. You feel me? Strictly off, you know, everything else. You might have had bars, wordplay, and all that shit, right? But that shit ain't enough to win no battle, bro, when it's a show like that. You got a battle in the small room, nigga, where you just want nigga to hear your raps and not put on no show. You need to rap in the small room. But we know what happened when you rap in the small room. That's when you kind of got busy with disaster. When you was on stage, nigga, you got booed, bro. The same shit. Nobody want to hear your shit is outdated. You still think you got them. Niggas' minds ain't even where it was 20 years ago, bro, for you to still be rapping that shit. And you think that shit like niggas dumb and shit like that. Man, we out here, bro. Let B-Dot whoop his ass. Who y'all got next for him in the bag? He gonna lose again, bro. And ain't gonna beat nobody, bro. Then I'm telling you, Cassidy will not beat nobody in battle rap. Sure gonna dunk on this nigga, throw him all across the stage, gonna take every fucking round and pocket tap him in the last. And what your life like on that nigga? Feel me? Cause you lost the good, bro. It's over for you, man. Your life dead, bro. You dead, cuz. I'm sorry, my nigga. It is what it is. I don't give a fuck. Anytime you wanna come on the Vain Verdict podcast and have this conversation, homie, we can have this conversation. But you lost, bro. That shit was ass. It was dated. It was whack. I can go line for line with you and tell you why that shit was trash and compare internet shit to it. No. If Goods didn't beat you, bro, you didn't win either way. You lost because you talked too much bullshit. We thought we finna hear some out of this world shit, man. That shit was all right, nigga. That nigga said I went throwback balls in the future. Man, fuck this nigga, man. Y'all ain't be, and he just on tour disrespecting. Y'all just sit there and let that shit ride. All y'all, he done, this nigga done got in and disrespected that boy Three Letter Man twice on his shit. Caps act like he, y'all nigga, what y'all humbling down for, man? Talk to this nigga. Let me talk to that nigga, man. Let me talk to her. I bet I'm going to get his ass right. Because either way, you lost, Carl. I'm sorry. That shit was weak. It was there. They were fucking with you in the first round, but it got redundant after that. You have no direct bars for that, man. After you rap the goods, the bars for goods, nigga, you just start rapping indirect shit that was just random as hell, nigga, and it was boring as fuck. We don't want to see that with that kind of match. This match was supposed to be too personal, and they were on all that shit. The way you were talking, you made this shit personal, and Goods angled your ass for 3 rounds straight. And you try to do it, feel like he stole some shit, stole lines and shit. Nigga, them same concepts, nigga, you could pick anybody that said them same shit. I can pick nine, ten battles, nigga, that done said transactions. You said a lot of shit, motherfucker, done said too. Matter of fact, that's what I'm going to do, nigga, tomorrow. I'm going to post some shit, too. Your ass said a lot of shit, motherfucker, done said too, my nigga. You know why? Because that shit you did with ass, bro. I apologize. Guess what? They say the truth is a hard pill to swallow. We say hold your nose and tilt your head back, family. Other than that, the Vain Verde Podcast. Next round.
BlogTalkRadio.com/TheVainVerde. Follow us on all social media platforms to stay in tune with all upcoming episodes. Facebook at The Vain Verde. Twitter at The Vain Verde. Instagram The_Vain_Verde. Google Plus at The Vain Verde. Skype Vain Verde. For all sponsorship inquiries and all show ideas inquiries, you can email us at thevainverdict@gmail.com. Again, thevainverdict@gmail.com. All love and support is greatly appreciated. GoFundMe.com/thevainverdictpodcast or PayPal me at thevainverdict. Peace and light, family.
You can't handle the truth.